And we're back on Downtown. It's 442. Rich Kimble with you. It's time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. And Eric Meehan joins us on the telephone line. Good day, sir.
Good evening or afternoon. It just feels like evening when I gaze outside.
It's icy out there. Have people been sliding down the hill into your place of business?
Well, so I've mentioned this before, obviously, and I'll mention it again. The heated sidewalks outside of the greater, I guess, the 84 to 96 Hammond Street. It has been spoken unofficially that they were requested by a powerful local Italian family who used to have concerns in that building. I don't care who requested it. It's just glorious. But yeah, it's frighteningly delicious out, isn't it? I mean, I say this to my wife all the time, and I'm sure everybody can commiserate with me. That climate change, of course, we talk about it a lot in this segment affecting the wine world, but it has settled Bangor at a comfortable perma 32 degrees, more or less. This is our future, present, and future. World of ice. And as much as I adore my dog, who was until 2 seconds ago cuddled at my feet, I guess she's got something against my radio appearances without a fee. We can talk about that later.
Okay.
I'll
pay Greta. I'm not paying you.
Pay Greta. Oh God. Just walk her. Honestly, I think one of the greatest things we could actually do to affect climate change for the better is ensure that every CEO, board president, etc., of all these major energy corporations has a dog that you have to walk in inclement weather.
Yes, and preferably pre-dawn when you can't really see where the ice is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's without question. Like, you need to see what you are, reaping on the everyday public. I don't like thinking, that every walk I take that this might be my last. Like, I have to take my phone in case I have to call my wife saying,
right,
my femur is sticking out of my thigh, so
yeah.
could you come help? And that's absolutely what I think as I walk around my block. And Greta doesn't seem to care. She's like, sweet, I'm going to run after things more.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what... anyway, it's probably the full moon, which we've had recently. I've been thinking a lot about this segment that I do because I kind of have found myself in a rut, and I think one of the things that got me in a rut is what we're all kind of dealing with right now, which is COVID. And as I was scrolling my notes for what I talk about on this day, typically, it's how best to learn about wine. And one of my chief recommendations is go out and learn about wine. And I'm starting to, and that combined with the fact that, geez, so many people, and thank you for this, are continually asking, when are we going to restart wine tastings, in-person wine tastings? I learned so much. And my answer to all of those people is I have no idea. But as I further scrolled my notes, I do talk about regions a lot, but one of the things I don't do is talk about grapes. And there's a lot that I think people can gain from learning about grapes, because one of the chief things I often hear and all, you know, requests, etc., is I'm looking for you know, a full bodied wine or a Pinot Noir. And of course, you know, anybody who's heard me spiel on about Pinot Noir knows that Pinot Noir, by and large, does not tend towards a full bodied wine. So I thought for some of these weeks before we hit June, because June is when I do sort of start that world tour, we would talk about grapes periodically. But for today, I still want to sort of talk about how you can learn more about wine, because this is a time when a lot of people are, you know, they've received wine club memberships, or, you know, for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, people are like, oh, well, I know so-and-so likes wine, so I'm going to give them this or that or the other thing. So I will talk a little bit about that today, but just to let you all know, I'll probably start, I think, next week. I think we need to hit Grenache first. There is no red grape that I think the world needs to embrace / has embraced, but without knowing it, than Grenache. So I think next week we're going to talk about that.
Excellent.
However, we have a couple more minutes today, so let's talk about other ways. And so I was thinking back about when I first got in this business, which is about, about 20 years ago, give or take a year or two. I really wasn't armed with much. So, and I will say that the websites of 20 years ago were far worse, especially producer websites. They were just terrible. And one of the good things is that I think a lot of next generations have come into the wine industry and said to their forebears, we need to hire a firm to make these a little bit more, you know, pretty and informative. But one of the things that I really want to encourage people to do is use the internet, not so much for websites, but for video. Now, not everybody knows everything. But one of the things that really started to happen back when I was a newbie is people like the famed Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, formerly of Wine Library and now some sort of odd life coach or whatever. And they would do videos, and I would encourage people to go online and to find somebody or some website that you feel comfortable with, and check the veracity. You know, not everybody knows everything. And fortunately, again, given the internet, it's easy to sort of fact check. But I would suggest to people that since we can't have these sort of in-person tastings and such, do try to find something online that pulls you in. And then, of course, there are other websites that are simply websites that have links to things, etc. Wine Folly is probably my favorite. Again, Wine Folly, it sounds like I'm kidding, but it's true. They're an excellent sort of intro website, and they have a good book, etc. But they're quite decent in terms of the basics. And the basics are really all you need to be armed with in any event, because frankly, all the minor specifics kind of keep changing year to year. So the other thing is simply experiencing wine, meaning drinking it. The best, most tangible thing you can do, and this isn't going to cost you an arm and a leg, and I will remind you that we and many other stores, if you're not a consumer of ours, do offer a 10% on a case of wine, and that's usually mixed. Go out and buy stuff and sit down and drink it. And make use of those websites that I was talking about. I mean, people today have, you know, QR codes on the back of the bottles.
Mm.
Not all, right? There are still some super old school producers, and God bless them, that have next to nothing and make you work for it. But their importers usually have worked for it a little bit. So somebody along the line has put some information on the web that you can use to learn about what you're consuming. And though, yes, as I have mentioned in the previous couple weeks, wine has gone up in price, it's still not prohibitive. And you can learn a lot for, you know, still in that 20 or under category if you just kind of keep at it. So we'll explore grapes and other such, and then start our world tour in June. But I just kind of figured that that might be a better way, since we're not doing a lot of in-person stuff still, sadly. So, Rich, I assume we're basically out of time. How we doing?
We have about 45 seconds to wrap it up.
Great. Well, I did then just kind of want to remind people that at Bangor Wine and Cheese, we are still asking everybody to mask up. Omicron, you know, it's a thing. We do appreciate everybody's efforts in that manner. No, we do not have masks to give you. We're all big boys and girls. We all have masks of our own at this point. And if you don't, grab one, because come on. I'm sorry if that sounds pretty cheap, but there's so many of us who are at this point, you know, talking seriously about this. And I want everybody out there to know that the business owners do take this seriously, but we ask that you all do too.
That'd be nice.
Because that's the fair thing to do, right?
Absolutely.
Talk to you all next week then.
You got it. Thanks, Eric. Have a good week.
Cheers to you, Rich. Bye-bye.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle every Tuesday.